The State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities will be holding public hearings to see how residents of Western Alaska feel about the prospect of a road from the interior to Nome. Meadow Bailey is a spokeswoman with DOT. She says the state study has a preferred alternative for what's called the Yukon River Corridor.
And it's a route about 500 miles long. It runs loosely along the Yukon River and ends in Nome.
Bailey says the estimated cost to build a transportation corridor would be between $2.3 and $2.7 billion. The hearings will be held on Monday morning in White Mountain and Monday afternoon in Koyuk. On Tuesday, meetings are scheduled for Elam and Shaktulik, and on Wednesday, Unalakleet and Nome. Bailey says next week's meeting schedule is the first round and will take comments and gather more information.
And that's part of what this study would be doing, and that's actually going out in the field more, doing some more analysis and being able to refine what the potential cost might be.
Bailey says it's not certain the road will be built at all. She says in researching the concept, DOT workers found documentation going back nearly 100 years. But she says the idea is to see if it's desired and makes economic sense. The prospect of a road access could mean increased economic opportunities.
But we also recognize that there are some people who choose to live where they live because there is not road access. And so it's important that we be able to talk to those people too and get their input.
DOT will also take email comments. Links to more information and maps are at our website, aprn.org.